رسوله الكريم لمبارك أحاديث great stress emphasis has been laid upon أكل حلال consuming. The ulama explain if a person's earnings are from haram sources or doubtful sources, then the action that he will do will also be of such a nature. If you're earning doubtful, then you will get involved in doubtful actions. If you're earning haram, you definitely get involved in haram actions. If a person's income, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make it such that it will be easy for the person to carry out good deeds and carry out halal deeds. Why? Because the person being nourished with halal, so Allah Pak will only make halal come out. So the ulama mentioned that if a person wants to become pious and he overlooks this aspect, it's not possible. He will never ever reach his goal. He will never ever succeed in becoming pious, becoming the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In fact, such great emphasis has been laid upon this department of deen, that in the Quran Majeed, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had issued two commands, one to the Anbiya and the second to the followers of the Anbiya. Generally, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala issues any command, Allah ta'ala gives any hukam, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the command is general and is for everyone. But when it comes to this hukam, this law, this command, Allah ta'ala specially made mention of the command that he had given the Anbiya, Ya ayyuha rusul kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu saliha. That, O Anbiya, O Rasuls, O messengers of Allah, eat from the halal, wholesome food and do good deeds. So Allah ta'ala gave a special hukam to the Anbiya. And then with the followers of the Anbiya, the ummats, Allah Pak gave a separate hukam also. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. That, O you believe, eat of the halal, wholesome food that we have provided for you. So Allah ta'ala did not suffice upon only one hukam, one command. Allah ta'ala gave two separate commands and one specially directed to Anbiya and second specially directed to the followers of the Anbiya. So the ulama say, from here we understand the importance that is laid upon consuming halal food. Person is going 4 months in the path of Allah and the wealth he had earned is all from haram. Person is going for Umrah, person is going for Hajj. All that he earned is from haram. And nothing will be accepted, nothing at all. Hadith Sharif mentions, when one morsel of haram enters the system of a person, for 40 days, his ibadat not accepted. The du'as he made not accepted. Month of Ramadan comes also, he won't get anything. Allah save us. So he does not sincerely repent and move away from that haram, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will continue to not accept his good deeds and not answer his du'as also. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained the hadith. He says, like a person, there's a person who's out on safar, on journey. Now we all know the du'as of a musafir is accepted. So this banda is out on journey. He's in a very pitiful state. He doesn't have sufficient clothing also. His hair is disheveled. Rubba, ash'ata, aghbara. Down and out. He doesn't have sufficient food supply also. Whatever he's got, he's got. And he raises his hands to the sky. He turns towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, have mercy on me. O Allah, have mercy on me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that his du'as are rejected. For his clothing is from haram sources. His food and drink is also from haram sources. So the dua that he will turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that also will be rejected. So how important it is that a person understand this very, very well. If he wants to become pious and he wants his progeny also to move and to tread the path of piety, then we have to bring this aspect of halal in our lives. Halal earnings, halal action, anything that relates to halal we have to bring. The month of Ramadan comes to teach us this lesson. Allah Pak says, Ya alladhina amanu, O you believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. that the fast had been ordained upon you, made farz upon you, like how it was made farz upon the previous nations. What one of the main purposes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanding us to fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we may learn self-discipline. What self-discipline means? That only follow the command of Allah in the manner Allah has commanded. You don't follow anything else. Even Allah Pak says, open the fast, you'll open your fast. Allah says that you commence your fast, you'll commence. The roza comes in different seasons. Sometimes the roza is long, sometimes it is short, irrespective of whatever it is. I will not look at the time, I will not look at the circumstance, I will not look at the difficulty, I will look at the command of Allah. So this aspect now, throughout a person's life, sometimes poverty might come his way, sometimes riches might come his way. Different conditions may overcome a person. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, self-discipline. No. I'm not a slave of my wealth, I'm not a slave of my nafs. I'm not a slave of circumstance, I'm a slave of Allah. So how important is the person understands this very, very well. This is one of the important lessons that the month of Ramadan has come to teach us. So when a person understands that now I'm born and created for the sake of Allah to fulfill His worship, His command, and despite whatever condition comes over me, I must not worry about that. The Sahaba Ridwan Allah and Ajma'in, they understood this. They didn't make wealth the criteria for their conduct. Nay, they made the command of Allah. They also went to hardship, difficulties. Hazrat Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he mentioned, O Nabi of Allah, poverty. The Nabi of Allah didn't have also a lot to offer him, to give him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala, O Shaddad, make sabr. I can see the wealth of Persia. I can see the wealth of Persia in your hands. And you are bringing that wealth. You bring that wealth to Medina. I can see it. Allahu Akbar. Even the Sahabi is complaining of poverty, don't have anything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling him, make sabr, the time is coming. I can see that wealth. In the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when Syria was conquered, and the Persian wealth, Persian Empire also was conquered, and now the Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's army is there in Syria, and they bring it. So there's so much of wealth. They said that 500 Sahaba need to take this wealth. Who will be the leader of this Jamaat? They say Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu anhu. Now the Sahabi is coming with that wealth to Medina Munawwara. He's coming with that wealth. Can you imagine now? Allahu Akbar. As when they reach Medina, 500 Sahaba, so much wealth they got. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is Medina Munawwara. He hears a lot of noise, commotion. He asks me, what happened? He says, the wealth of Syria has come. The Persian kingdom is conquered. The wealth is... He says, who brought it? He says, no, Hazrat Shaddad bin Aws and certain Sahaba. Hazrat Shaddad bin Aws is coming with so much of wealth, you can imagine. So the first thing he does, he comes to Masjid al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, performs 2 rakat salat as a sunnah, and then he presents himself before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu passed away by the grave of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anbiya alive in the grave. And the ulama write, as though he came before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, O Nabi of Allah, what you mentioned at that time, Allah made it a reality. So hardship and difficulty will come, but we need to hold on to piety, righteousness, understand this well. If a person holds on very, very firmly to this, he might go to little hardship, but Allah Pak will make it such that things will open up. Allah will open up. For himself, for his progeny, everything. As you mentioned, that Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham Rahimullah, his father's name was Adham. We all heard this wali and buzur, very, very great wali, Ibrahim bin Adham. So Ibrahim bin Adham Rahimullah, how he became that wali of the whole world. So you see that his father was a very great saintly personality, and his father was traveling. And during his safar, it was advanced old age, he's traveling. He stopped at one lake, one river to make wuzu. And after making wuzu, he sees there's one apple that is flowing from upstream coming down. So it caught his eye. He felt hungry at that time. He stretched his hand, he took that apple and he ate it. Not realizing that this apple doesn't belong to him. after consuming the apple, he realized, I ate something that is haram for me. Now he's greatly overcome by worry, concern. Fikr now, see fikr. When a person has a fear of Allah, the fikr comes into him. I need to make amends. So he said that I need to look for the owner, pay him or other, ask him for forgiveness. Where's the owner? He says, the apple came from upstream down. Let me quickly rush. I'll go on, I'll follow the water, follow the stream, or the lake. I'll go up, maybe there should be some apple orchards there. I'll find the owner. So he quickly travels, he go up, and according to his expectation, he finds that there's a lot of apple trees in an orchard, apple orchard. So he asks the gatekeeper, he says that I need to speak to the owner and ask him for permission. I ate one of his apples, either he forgives me or either it's something very, very important. Please call the owner of this. So the gatekeeper says, it's not a he, it's a she, it's a lady. He says, okay, he says, oh, lady owns this. He says, she owns this. So whatever it is, you know, it's a very, very life and death situation here. So they called this woman, the woman came, and then he explained to her the situation, says, please forgive me, this is what happened. I consumed this apple, not thinking, I was not in my right frame of mind. I didn't realize at that time, subconsciously, I just ate it. So she said that, no problem, I have forgiven you. But I only can forgive you from half the apple. I only can forgive you for half the apple. I can't forgive you for the whole apple. He says, oh, what do you mean? Either you charge me or either you forgive me. He said, no, I have forgiven you only half. He says, you see, this whole apple orchard is owned by myself and the king of Balkh. We both own it, half-half. So every apple that is here, I only own half of this apple. He says, where is the king of Balkh? He says, Balkh from here is 10 days journey. Go on this way, you'll get there. He said, no, I will definitely do that. The man is concerned, fikr now. On foot he travels. When he reaches Balkh, he sees the king is about to set out on a journey with the whole entourage, his whole army force, so many ministers, everybody getting ready to go. So he tells one of the guards, please speak to the king, I have something very, very urgent that's come up. So he goes and informs the king. The king says that, no, tell him, I am very, very busy now. When I return from the journey, I'll speak to him. So he comes, the guard comes and tells him, he says, no, tell the king, it's life and death situation. I can't wait. By the time he comes back, it might be too late. So the king says, okay, what is so urgent? No problem, let me speak to him. So this Buzrug, Adham, his name was Adham, he comes before the king and he says, I've got a very, very important problem, a very serious matter. The matter is this, that I consumed this apple. This is what happened. I stopped, make wuzu, not realizing I ate the apple. Then I went to that apple orchard. The lady there told me she only can forgive me from half because she owns half and the king of Balkh owns the other half. And I need to ask him for forgiveness. So I came here. He said, you travel from there all the way, 10 days journey. He said, yes, sir. For half apple. He said, yeah, for half apple. He said, well, Allah is going to take me to task. If I have to pass away now with this haram in my system, how will I face Allah? Please, you know, either forgive me or either you charge me for it. The king realized that the man he's speaking to is a very great wali. So the king says, this is a very serious matter. This is very serious. I have to postpone this journey I'm about to set off for. He told everybody, yeah, we're not going on the journey. We have to sort out this matter, this half apple matter. Yeah. He told you can spend the night in my palace. And by the morning, I'll let you know. So that night, the king told the queen, he says that we're looking for a good proposal for our daughter. From different parts of the world, proposals come for kings, princes, wealthy people. But I don't find taqwa in any of the personalities who send the proposal. But this person, Allah sent him to our door. See, this is the man. So the queen says, well, if you feel that he's the right person, even if he's old, never mind. Perhaps in our progeny, Allah will make a wali. So the king, in the next morning, he says that, no, I thought about it the whole night. It's a very serious affair. I will forgive you, but on condition that you must get married to my daughter. So the Buzuk says, see, I'm advanced, I'm old, I got no need to get married. I never come here to get married to anybody. Please charge me for the apple or forgive me. He said, no forgiveness. The forgiveness is subject to getting married to my daughter. And you have to make khidmat of her. Because she's very, very, her state is different. She's not a normal person. She can't see, she's blind. She can't hear, she's deaf. She can't speak, she's dumb. and she's crippled also, you must get married and you will have to be khidmat. So Wuzu said, oh, if the forgiveness is subject to this, then I'm ready, no problem, I'll do it. And then the nikah is performed. After nikah is performed, the king showed him where the room is. He goes to see his bride. He enters, he sees a beautiful woman, a young girl, and all her faculties are functioning well. He quickly comes out. The fear of Allah is over this wali. Immediately he lowers his gaze and he comes out. The king says, what's the matter? He says, you sent me to the wrong person. You said that your daughter is blind, she's deaf, she's dumb. This person is well. He says, no, this is my daughter. This is the girl I got you married to. When I said that she is blind, alhamdulillah, from the time she is young, I brought her up, I did not allow her to see anything haram and sinful. When I said that she is dumb, he didn't speak anything wrong. I said she is deaf, she didn't hear anything. We secured and protected her to the best of our ability, alhamdulillah. When you said she is crippled, she didn't move towards any haram. So alhamdulillah, this is your wife. And may Allah Ta'ala bless you with barakah in your nikah. The king gave dua, whatever. It's mentioned that this buzug, he remained with his wife for 40 days. The nikah was consummated. And after 40 days, Adham passed away. This buzug passed away. And the child that was born from this union was Ibrahim bin Adham, the great wali. And Ibrahim bin Adham, actually, he took after the kingdom of his grandfather. He was the king of Balkh. He was in wealth, he was in luxury, he was in pomp and glory, everything. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted that the wealth of his father be passed on to him. That's the spiritual love of Allah. So one day while he's drowning in wealth and in self-glory, so Allah Pak made it, he was at night and he heard some noise on the roof of the kingdom, of the palace. So he asked, who is there? I said, no, I'm a musafir, I'm going to spend the night here. So he said, this is my palace, it's not a musafir khana here. Please move away from here. He said, no, this is a musafir khana. He said, no, it's not. I'm the king of Balkh, Ibrahim bin Adam, didn't you hear about me? He said, tell me, before you, was anybody else staying here? Or you stayed forever and ever, you always were here? He said, no, my grandfather was here. Before him, his father, before him. He said, this is a musafir khana, it's not a palace. There's nobody who comes here to stay forever. Everybody will have to leave. And this person disappeared. Ibrahim bin Adam Ramadan knew this was a message from Allah that one day you also will have to leave. What preparation have you made for the everlasting life of the hereafter to meet Allah? So the wealth of his father that Allah Pak passed on, Allah Pak wanted that wealth to come to him. This was a turning point in his life. He sacrificed the kingdom of Balkh, everything. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with another kingdom of the spiritual realm. Allah gave him. It's mentioned that he was in the love of Allah. Wherever he went, Allah Pak made divine arrangements. Food would come to him from the unseen. One day he stopped at one masjid. The imam of that masjid, also a wali of Allah, he also was receiving some divine help from Allah. So he told the imam, sir, can I spend that? But the morning I'll go away. Imam said, no, maaf, we haven't got any time or place here. Please, you must move it up after namaz. So he said that Ibrahim Adam worked out, perhaps maybe he doesn't want to share his food, maybe. So he said, no, I don't want to share anybody's food, your food, I only want to spend the night, the morning I'll go. He said, no, then it's alright. Then it's alright. So in the night, Allah Pak made it such that the divine arrangements was for that Imam Sahib also. So there was some food that came for him, some dal and some masoor, whatever. And he took his food and he faced it back to Ibrahim Adam. He didn't want to, him to see. And he's facing the wall and he's eating it. Allah Pak made Ibrahim and Adam food also come. And the food, trays and trays, the aroma, the fragrance, smells, the whole masjid. This banda realized that he's also divinely selected by Allah and he's receiving some special grace of Allah. But I'm getting the dal and he's getting all, so trays and trays. So he said, oh Allah, is our position in your side this? Our value, our worth by you like this? And we got the dal and see what he's getting. Allah Pak, the buzuk got inspiration. Allah Pak says, see, before we blessed you with our grace, then the work you should do, you should cut grass, cut willows, wood and sell. And this is what you should earn, this is what food you should be eating. He sacrificed the kingdom of Balkh. The world was at his feet. He kicked the world for our love. So we will treat him according to the qurbani and sacrifice he made. Allahu Akbar. It means once Ibrahim and Adam Ramadan with some youth, and they, awliya, they got hearts of gold. And everybody loves them. Allah Pak make us also like that. Everybody likes to be around them. So,
So the youth told him, Hazrat, you know, you'll be so happy, you can spend the night with us. We got some bread, you can even join us also for the meal. They said, no problem, okay, I'll stay then. That night in the jungle, they lit the fire, they got the bread. So some youth told him, how nice it would have been if we also had the meat also, you know. We have the braai. The bread is there, the meat, the braai, how? We haven't got meat. Ibrahim Adam Ramutta said, if Allah wants, Allah will grant you this also. He makes dua. There Allah Pak appoints the lion came. The lion hunted the prey and he brought that, whether it was a buck, he brought it and came. And the buck was, it wasn't fully dead. He just hunted it, he brought it, and he brought it before Ibrahim Adam and he left it there. Indicating that I'm at your service, you may slaughter this. Ibrahim Adam Muhammad told us, the youth, quickly come and slaughter it. He quickly slaughtered it. He said, meat halal. Then the lion moved away, it stopped, it sat at one point, giving security. And they skinned it, they bribed it, and they ate the bread and the meat while the lion remained at a distance, keeping guard and showing that allegiance to Ibrahim bin Adam Ramutlali, showing him that Allah had sent me to honor you in this way. When a person worries about Allah, Allah Pak takes special care of him, the whole world, Allah Pak will turn towards his favor, and Allah Ta'ala will assist him. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.